I think that's vitally important, and the People's Document, which was launched last week and which I fully endorse, outlines a number of proposals in relation to the Mica crisis. And the fourth principle in relation to that outlined in the document is that they want to ensure that procedures are put in place that will never happen again to anybody in relation to other standards. And I think that's vitally important, and it recognises, I think, that the actual the building control system was run down by successive governments, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, over the years. We need to have an outside body looking after it.
And Deputy, how can future governments ensure that something like this never happens again?
By having proper controls in place, and by having a proper system of controls, and removing the method of self-control and self-assessment that manufacturers have. Up to now, this up until the mid to late 1980s and into the early 1990s, we had a building control system in place that ensured that the materials would be checked and checked independently. And that was undermined and done away with by successive governments because they were pandering to the building industry to remove difficulties for it that they saw in terms of adapting controls and working for and making more profit, and that's what they wanted to do. And we've seen where that's led us to, where we have the Mica crisis that is still ongoing. We will see over the coming years now where there'll be thousands upon thousands of defective apartments across our major cities, and that's something out there will have fire control difficulties, and that's, they will have to be repaired as well. And this is down to government inaction and government pandering to the building sector, and we need to make sure that the government works on behalf of citizens, not on behalf of construction businesses.